Kodak, pick the topic, we ain't following trends. We doing interviews with JoJo in the back of the Benz. This the JoJo and Big Homie show, we bringing the heat. iHeartRadio with 105.3 to beat. We just clean house, let me clear off your lens. Talk a lot of shit, but still come back with the win. I know people capping just to try to fit in, but when that...
You want me to kick it off? Okay, what's up, everybody? You're tuning into the JoJo and Big Homie show. I am the baddest buddy going to game, JoJo Alonzo.
And I am your big homie, the absolute biggest, Big Homie Kodak.
And we have some special guests with us today. We have Jilly.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Jilly.
Jilly, where are you from, Jilly?
Houston, Texas, baby, H-Town.
Okay, the homie's definitely in the building. We got Juju.
Hello, hello.
Ooh, where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn.
Yeah, two different sides of a
completely different ends of the spectrum.
Two different cultures.
Yeah. I feel like this chair is giving. I'm about to have to sue somebody.
Bro, you like 3 feet from the ground.
Three what?
3 feet.
Right, exactly. Today's actually a really good day for Kodak and I. We're not going to talk about it because we just going to, you know, celebrate our shit in silence.
Yeah, might get some crab legs tonight, you know.
I had some last night and been fucked my stomach up ever since.
Cheers
to the water.
Cheers.
Yeah. I can't take a shot of Fireball.
Oh, Fireball. Mm-mm.
That shit tastes like an atomic ball, candy. Oh, my God, it's not bad.
I got stuff to do.
Yeah, that's a blue red. Yeah. A big red.
That was good.
Your disc is full.
Who disc?
Your disc.
It says like your disc is almost full.
Mine always says that. I can't. Right. It's been saying that since I got it.
Don't worry about my disc being full, nigga. Anyways, Atlanta or everybody else that's in. I'll keep the fuck. We not on the radio.
Yeah.
Everybody, because we got some viewers from everywhere. Bermuda, London.
Egypt. Yeah.
Afghanistan. Russia.
Do we?
No. I'm just talking shit.
Shit, we might.
But so what are we gonna do?
Don't acknowledge us.
Are we gonna do the porch?
Yes, we have to do the porch. We have to tell people what's going on in hip hop culture and the hip hop community.
All right.
And we gotta talk about these paws that get put on people when they talking too much shit.
Oh Lord.
Yeah. So basically, you may know what we're talking about. We're talking about Will Smith smacking the shit out of Chris Rock on national fucking television. You guys can cuss on here. It's okay.
We're no, good. That was bad. That was really bad.
What did y'all? Yeah. What did you think when you saw it play out? Because it looked like oh, they might be joking.
Yeah, mm-hmm. At first I thought it was really joking until they muted the TV.
Yeah,
and then I saw the actual footage, and he was like, "Keep my wife's name out
your fucking mouth,"
like literally, and then he repeated it.
Yeah,
then and it was silent in there.
He said,
so that's when I knew it was like, oh no, he's not joking. He's not kidding. I mean, it's two different. You can go two completely different ends of the spectrum. It's one. I mean, yeah, that's his wife. Like, you know, a man, another grown ass man talking shit about your wife.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, you're gonna get up there and smack the shit out of him.
And she would have a disease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But then it's like so many different variables because it's like one, Chris Rock is a comedian. Like that's what they do. A lot of things, you know, are really off limits.
Will Smith is a comedian.
Do I think
Will
he went
Smith
too far?
A actor.
Well, he's, I mean, a comedian too. Like,
he's a comedian.
But I think Chris Rock obviously, like, you know, took it three notches too far. But it also, it's like, it's,
I think it's
in the wrong place.
But it's in the nature of comedy for it to go too far.
Well, yeah, but I feel like, you know, he could have done something like, you know, meet me outside later. We were just speaking about this. Like, meet me, you know, after party, I'm going to meet you. But like, to go on the Oscars where it's like, you know, a majority.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, to be there and then do that. I don't know. I just feel like it's once again another misrepresentation of like what we keep trying to get out of.
Hey, amen. In the words of JoJo, fuck them folks. Cause hey, they was gonna think we was niggas anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
They were. But Chris Rock had also stated that he didn't write that. That was in the prompter.
So he smacked the wrong person?
Yeah, he needs to smack the people behind that shit. He said he didn't write that. They wrote that and put that in there and told him to say that. He didn't come up with that joke.
So another writer came up with that corny joke. Because honestly,
yeah,
I didn't get it when it first
You get
happened.
It now?
I had to Google G.I. Jane.
Yeah.
What? Why? You didn't know G.I. Jane was bald head?
First of all,
G.I. Joe is bald head, so
the
automatically.
Fuck watches G.I. Jane?
I'm surprised that you don't watch G.I. Jane. You look like a G.I. Jane watching ass nigga.
The fuck does that mean?
That chuckle was you do.
I don't watch G.I. Jane.
You look
I didn't
like you watch when Pokemon, I first, Digimon, I do. G.I. Jane.
Why? That's not even the same thing.
G.I. Anyway, Joe?
Not even G.I. Joe.
What about Zenus? Is that what her name?
Zena?
Zena.
Yeah.
Zena.
Warrior Princess? It's absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, I was watching
you know
that.
You know that is?
Absolutely.
I don't know who any of those people are.
But when I first heard the joke, I'm thinking, okay, maybe she was in the first G.I. Jane and the movie flopped, and he's joking about the movie flopping, so he's saying, hey, when's G.I. Jane 2? Because why are you going to get a G.I. Jane 2 when the first movie flopped? That's what I thought the joke was.
Yeah.
But when I saw when I Googled G.I. Jane, I immediately got it. Okay, ball head.
I always thought that it was for real. Once I saw, what's her name? Lupita?
Yeah.
Once I saw her face, I was like, this is not a joke.
Yeah, she, but you could tell on her face she didn't know what was going on. She was like,
I don't think anyone she didn't know everybody if it was a joke. Like,
because we're talking about two funny ass people.
Yeah.
They're both funny as shit.
You think Chris Rock money?
Yes.
I do. He's a legend.
I like him. He is. That. He is. And sure. I like him in Head of State. I like him in Down to Earth. I love the fucking show Everybody Hates Chris.
There's a lot of comedians that aren't funny.
No, it's a different type of funny. You know, there's
you think
all
Amy Schumer funny?
In her different way. You know what I think is funny that I just started watching? Abbott Elementary.
Abbott Elementary is definitely funny.
Have you seen it? I haven't
seen it. No. I hear about it, though.
It's so funny to me, but it's like a dry.
Like The Office.
Like, I never seen The Office, though, but I feel like it's probably like The Office.
Have y'all seen The Office?
No. I've seen a few episodes.
What do you watch?
Yeah, I've seen
Episodes. Her Instagram followers go up.
I know that's right. My bank account go up.
Okay, ooh. Hello.
No, but for real.
That's funny.
Not y'all egging it on.
Right. Got to.
What do I watch? I love, what's the one with Franklin?
Snowfall.
I love Snowfall. Mm-hmm.
Is it that good? I've never
seen Snowfall's
it.
Snowfall's good.
You just got to be locked in. Like,
I got two classmates in Snowfall.
I be getting too throwed off sometimes because I don't know.
Should I Jeff and Mayan Taylor?
But yeah, Snowfall.
Yeah, Snowfall's really good. Stuff like that. I love like ID, which is Investigation Discovery. It's like,
oh, you watch the murder.
I used to watch Forensic Files like a month.
That's my shit.
How to get away with murder for real.
She throwed off, y'all. I'm telling y'all.
No, that's really
a lot on that channel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and honestly, like, really just in like safety precautions. I look at things differently that I never did because I watch that now. Being a woman out here, like, come up on me if you want to. I got a little surprise for you.
Tell the people.
I had a very, very crazy experience this morning, guys.
This morning. Really? Like, I was like, do I got to pull up?
Yeah, I had called. I called my dude crying because somebody had texted me and was like, sent their location. And it said they were 2 minutes away from my house.
From a number she didn't
know. From a number I didn't know. Yeah. So I was like, what the fuck? Who is this? And then they said, like, where you at? And I'm like, who the fuck is this? So I call, like, hello. They like, hello. I'm like, who is this? So you don't know who this is? No. All right. Hung up the phone. So I'm like, what the fuck? So maybe last week I had an experience where my AirPods that kept sending me notifications like your location is being tracked or some shit like that. Uh-huh. And I'm like, what the fuck? And it was like, you're at home or some shit. So I turned my AirPods off. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, that's weird as fuck. Is somebody trying to like stalk me? So when they said that, I immediately got fucking scared as shit. I'm like, who the fuck is this? And they wouldn't tell me who they were, but they told me I'm at your house. I'm freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, who the fuck is this? So I get my shit. I'm like, yo.
A shit.
Okay. I get my shit. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I have nobody at the house. No man, no nothing. And then he says something like, so you don't know who this is? So you don't have a daughter? So now I'm like, oh, this nigga gonna die. Today's the day that I have to kill somebody. Go outside. I'm about to get in. I'm about to go get in the car, whatever. And I notice this car, this very distinctive car. You cannot miss it. It's like really nice car. And I immediately knew who it was. So I had knew who it was. But it was somebody who, like, trying to holler at me, knew where I live because of somebody else. So that shit just threw me all the way off. I was crying and everything. Like, I was like, who the fuck is this? I was so fucking scared. Oh, yeah, like, no, motherfuckers are creeps.
Honestly, I've been getting text messages. And I got one earlier today of, like, random sentences. Like, when can I call you to have a conversation and things like that from, like, plenty of numbers.
Yeah,
and I've seen on social media, if you respond, like if I was to say, who is this? They'll be able to track your location.
Hackers are
crazy. We need some gems. Because we need to
see. I've been like deleting or just like whatever. But like if you ever get one of those text messages, don't respond.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Hard because like being in the industry, there's so many people that you encounter. And it's like sometimes you save their numbers and sometimes you don't. And not because you're trying to be shysty or you don't fuck with them. It's just you don't. If you're moving as fast as I'm moving, you just ain't got the time to. Right. But this particular person who like reached out or whatever, I didn't have their number saved. So they hit me up from two separate numbers. When they hit me up from the second number, I still didn't know who it was. Yeah. And yeah. I still was like, what? I went to Cash App. I looked it up and everything. I did. Sure did. Name popped up and it made no sense.
Damn, so be careful out here, ladies.
No, seriously, ladies, please be careful.
It's a dangerous game out here.
They out here doing some crazy shit, and I ain't got time because I will shoot the fuck at
you. Shoot first, ask questions later.
I ain't asking shit. Ain't nothing to ask. I'm answering questions from the police. That's the only shit that's going on, and that's on period. So
let's hop back on this porch topic. We got a specific question for the ladies in the building.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. So, all right. So, say you with Chris Rock at the events last night. So, say
that's your boo.
Or say you at just you out with your regular nigga.
Yeah.
You out your regular nigga. And you outside and you get pop, bang, bang. Get punched in the face.
And he don't do shit about it.
And he have a reaction like that. Or he just shot. You know, sometimes you just be so shocked you can't even do nothing.
Oh, wow.
What and he don't do nothing. The assailant walks away. What is your immediate reaction?
What are you doing?
No, you got it. Like, I'm popping on him. You need to. Like, you need that's rule of thumb. If a person comes up and smacks the dude, you gotta steal off.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta steal off, ask questions later. Like, what?
Because that's the thing. Even if being shocked is a thing where you are so surprised that you got hit in the face.
Yeah. And, you know,
so as his lady, I'm popping on you. One,
Chris
two, three,
Rock handled it professionally.
Smacked, did, so mm-hmm.
Oh, you hitting the dude?
Yeah, very much so.
I told you. Very you much. Have to. But I had also said, the same thing. I said I would have to pop off on him. But we are women. There's not, like, come on, y'all. Like, I'm 5'1".
But what if, like,
I get hit like Kodak, and Kodak come and smack my dude.
And like, then I hit you, and then you just steal off. I'm gonna just go console my dude.
Like, we have
but
to
first
be
off,
smart.
That wouldn't happen over here. So I really almost can't even.
Yeah.
Every dude you with popping back.
What? Easy.
But
what
you have
he,
to.
What if he doesn't though? Because everybody not built like that. So what if you find out in the heat of the moment that your dude, your dude not built like that? What are you doing?
Like, damn, you was fried.
I'm gonna probably have to leave
because he probably put on a good front for you. Like, he probably be talking hella crazy around you.
I'm gonna have to leave him.
That's very embarrassing. I'm not gonna
lie. Exactly. And I'm gonna have to.
But I just feel like
you gonna smack me, bitch.
As his lady
in front of my ass.
But that's just me. Like, as his lady, if he, you know, shocked, defend the nigga that you're with in that moment, and I could just, you know, embarrass him, talk shit to him behind closed doors, like, you a pussy. But
we gonna have to leave.
Everybody not built like, I'm not saying I'm not built like that, but some niggas not.
But if you talk the game and you get slapped and you don't do nothing, that's different.
But yeah. That's what I'm saying. Well, that's
because Chris Rock never said that he no gangster, so some people just aren't.
No, I think he
like
was
that.
Genuinely shocked.
Yeah, I think
though.
He was genuinely shocked.
I wasn't expecting him to hit him back either, though.
Well, no,
they
have a relationship. So I think it kind of it did shock him, and it probably kind of hurt him a little bit because that's his friend. You know what I'm saying? Or I don't know their relationship like that, but I do know that they're cordial with each other.
I mean, all in all, like,
they've worked together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Chris Rock, he did the right thing, though, by not hitting him back.
Like, if he would have been the Oscars.
Yeah, if he would have hit him back, it would have been really bad.
He handled it.
They won't have a comedy section next year, I promise you that.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be.
I'm just so tired of what's going to happen next year and what they got going on. It's just too much because it's too much. They do too much. Everybody trying to cancel and let's not do this and this shit. Ain't no telling what the hell gonna happen by next year.
Man, the host of the Oscars is gonna be fucking Elmo. They're gonna have Elmo from Sesame Street.
Everything's gonna be virtual.
Hosting the Oscars next year.
Y'all motherfuckers can't act right. We finna do some virtual shit.
It's just Elmo hosting the Oscars.
That's my Elmo impression.
Boy, please. You're annoying as hell.
But not like a different variation of that question. So like, he was actually defending his old lady. He was defending Jada, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody did say something, like, they didn't, it wasn't just a punch out of nowhere, but like, if somebody did say something to you, like, while y'all out in public, Do you expect your dude to step
hell
like that?
Hell yes. 100%. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No question.
Yeah. I don't think we talked about how we felt, how Jada felt. How do you think? Like, it's a lot of ladies in here. Like, how do you... Is that how you want your man to step for you?
If push comes to shove and need be, then absolutely. I don't expect my man going out places just hitting everybody and getting lawsuits left and right. Yeah. But, like, that was... Heck yeah.
Yeah, that kind of made that made me a little, you know.
So somebody like just
made me tingle a little bit.
Roast you in public and he don't do shit. He pussy?
Nah, but to now me, I'm finna have to roast his stupid ass.
To me, it depends. It depends on the situation. In the situation like that, because you got to remember, Will Smith was laughing at first until he saw Jada's face.
Yeah.
Right? I think it was like an awkward laugh, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like, he kind of was, like, going with it until he saw his wife's face and seeing how upset she was. Then he did what he did, right? Yeah. So, I really, for me, it depends on the situation.
Y'all seen that Love & Hip Hop episode with Ray J and Princess? When the reunion. It was a reunion. And I think, who they got to fight with? Stevie J or Benzino? One of them. And they were talking, Benzino or Stevie J was like talking shit to Princess or whatever. Uh-huh. And Ray J was like, shut the fuck up. She was like, bro, like, I need you to smack the fuck out of this nigga. He was like, you want me to smack the fuck out of him? She was like, smack the fuck out of him. Mm-hmm. He got the fuck up and smacked the fuck out of him.
But damn, like, it's all kind of consequences that come with that, man. Damn. So like, do you really want your dude to crash out over some shit that
crash out?
Cause guess what?
Be his ass. Yes.
You know they gonna sue. You know what? If we put it like this way, probably not. I think it also really depends on like,
are you in danger funny, for him saying some wild shit?
Am I in danger?
Like, no, I'm saying like the guy that said whatever. Sometimes, like, he didn't physically assault you, but he just said something that
sometimes you need your ass beat, and everybody know it.
But see, everybody motherfuckers love to go run to the law. And
yeah, they do. They'll take some personal shit and try to get the laws involved.
But
now your dude doing 10.
Sometimes a motherfucker need to make an example out of somebody. All these motherfuckers that do all this chirp on Instagram and Twitter and all this other shit, and that's all they do. You smack their ass one good time, they gonna shut the fuck up.
And I think that's the problem. People has gotten so comfortable with saying whatever the fuck they want to say on social media, not thinking there's a repercussion.
Exactly.
Like, you can't just be going off on the mouth and see me and think I'm not gonna say nothing or do nothing to you.
Yeah, I'm not the one.
Like, I feel like if more people got slapped, we have less issues in the world.
I believe that too.
I do too.
Like, it's gonna be
more lawsuits.
This gonna be a controversial statement, but I feel like if some world leaders that got slapped, there'd be a lot less wars.
There's just so much lawsuits and shit going on. I just feel like motherfuckers ain't even paying attention to that shit no more. It's like, okay, you got slapped. We just gonna charge you this amount of money. Like, ain't nobody going to jail.
Niggas is going to jail.
Barely. Will COVID Smith jail, going to jail? Mm-mm. Come on.
Nah, Will Smith definitely not going to jail.
You think Chris Rock will sue him?
No, he's not even pressing charges. So I don't think that's going to happen.
But I feel like if that's your dog, then yeah, y'all have that type of... Niggas be hitting
even
each other.
Even if it's not.
Niggas can hit each other and then be cool 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
It's different when it's like... But girls,
it's if he just attacked him out of nowhere like, I don't like his shirt, and just beat the fuck out of him, and then it's like an assault. Well, yeah,
Chris Rock know what he said,
but he know what he said, and that's what most people need to understand. It's just like when you know you meet somebody like, there's this bitch, and I don't like that hoe, and I want to beat the fuck out of her. Like, but I know there's some people you know that you could square up with, and there's some people that you can't. There's some people that you could probably beat the fuck out of them, and then there's other people that's like, you know, if you put your hands on them, they're gonna press charges. So I respect Chris Rock for that.
Yeah.
Do you think that's why Will hasn't beat up, what's his name?
Who?
August.
He ain't beat up August because he knew about that
shit. Yeah, I feel like that's the August situation was weird for us because we didn't participate in that shit.
Right.
He probably knew about August.
Right.
So when it came out, it was just the world be like, oh, you be letting this girl, you be letting this nigga smash your girl? I'm like, shit, I be smashing bitches too.
I guess.
That was their relationship. But a nigga coming and talking about your wife hair when she going through what she going through, that's not something that we can't negotiate that shit.
Super disrespectful.
Facts.
Yeah.
So we're going to move on to the next segment of the show, which we want to know how toxic you are.
Okay. What you got?
So I'm extremely toxic.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
We get it.
I am.
We know.
So my question is if the sex is bad, but they are providing for you in every way, are you going to continue to stay with them?
Yes. My reason is
instantly
yes.
I know my reasons, and I'm going to say right now.
And the reason why I say yes is because you can teach someone how to sexually please you.
Yes,
okay. In my opinion, if you like certain things and they don't know that you like it, because everyone likes different things, right? Everyone likes to be touched a certain way, etc. So I always feel like you could.
I can't make your dick get bigger.
I mean, if we're talking about size, that
we're talking about sex is good. And if
you know, but also, in my opinion, and this is just me, you know, it's really, you know, the motion of the boat, not necessarily the size.
If your dick is this little, ain't no motion going on.
I'm not fucking you. You got to eat the hell out of that coochie then.
I don't want you to do that, sir. I need more.
It also, it all depends on the person, because I love sex, but I like head more.
You like head more than sex?
Yes.
Damn.
It's my type of party.
Damn.
So it all depends on the person.
Not me. I need my shit, sir.
You want to feel them veins, huh? You nasty ass nigga.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
But nah.
So with me.
Go ahead. With you.
Freak
elite.
Now, if I was with a guy,
And he's providing everything,
and was providing everything, and his sex was whack, I will have to make a decision and stay with him, but I will cheat, and that's just what it is. I will have to get dick on the side, and hopefully, he will never find out.
Damn, cold world.
I mean, it's what? Would you want me to just leave him? Why? He's providing everything. That doesn't make no fucking sense.
I'm going to say I need the whole package. I need everything, honestly. Like, that's just how I've always been.
So you couldn't be with somebody who's just not doing it for you?
No, because, I mean, I provide for myself. I'm good either way, with or without. So for me, you need to have the entire, like, check, double check.
Okay, hello?
Check.
No, I feel that. But still, even if you can provide, because I'm not saying I can't provide, because I can provide for my damn self. Uh-huh. But if you're doing all the providing and I could keep my shit too, like, that's cool. That's cool with me.
But see, that's not even for me. Like, obviously, there's mental attraction, and then, you know, there's spiritual attraction, and then there's physical attraction. For me, like, yeah, I could be, you know, we have great talks, mentally attracted. But if I'm not all three, physically, spiritually, and mentally attracted to you, I can't be with you. Like, I can't just be with somebody to, like, what you know, be with them. Spiritual attraction is just, like, it's a different, I feel like your spirits are connected. Like, personally, I think mental has to do with, like, you know, brain and, like, talking and, you know, holding a conversation and just being able to talk to each other. Spiritually, for me, is, like, being able to have a connection without even talking.
Without even knowing you.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you think everybody only has, like, one person that they're supposed to be with?
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, like throughout life.
Like, yeah, like your soulmate.
Yeah, so I feel like that you have soulmates, for sure. Throughout life.
Or
like,
mate.
So
you think that there is one person for one person out there?
Yes.
Because a lot of people think that, like, it's so many spirits and energies going on.
No, I think there's one for one, for sure.
With all so
the people we have in the world.
So let's elaborate. You feel, Juju, you feel as if there that people should be with multiple people?
Do I feel like you should
have multiple
be,
soulmates?
Do I feel like people should be with multiple people? No. But do I feel like there's multiple soulmates? Yes. I mean, there's multiple people that you're going to have a connection with.
So you've been in love with multiple people at once?
At one time, no. But have I been or felt the same way about multiple people during my lifetime? Yes.
I just get a little nervous when it comes to being in relationships, because I do feel like men are attracted to women. There are so many beautiful women out there, and men love women, like the way they look. They don't give a fuck about this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whoever they want to be with, like, that they come home to, they do give a fuck about. But them, the girls that's walking around getting their bodies done to look like fuck me, it's hard. So it makes me feel some type of way. Like, I don't know if that's an insecurity or what. But it's insecure. I'm insecure about myself.
Your body.
I'm not insecure about my body. My body's fine. I've never been insecure about my body. I just feel like I know men are so attracted. Like, it doesn't even have to be like a banging body. Like, you don't even have to have a fat ass. But if you're beautiful and you got pretty ass teeth, like, niggas are attracted to that, you know? So it just be like, how am I supposed to just think that one guy is going to be willing to be with this because one girl? Why temptations out here. And they like
body,
to fuck.
The body don't matter, though. Like, if,
but they
if,
like
if
to a, fuck.
Man, if a nigga really love you, he love you for you. The body's just secondary, to be honest.
I'm saying, like, temptation.
Because men can have, man, fuck that temptation shit. Because we talking about how a guy's gonna stay committed to you.
Do all men cheat?
Yeah,
I don't cheat.
I think all men cheat. He gonna say black men don't cheat.
All men have the capacity to cheat.
Have you cheated?
No. Because I don't be in relationships to cheat. Because I think I take relationships really serious. Like, I don't even like talking to a lot of women.
Yeah, he like, doesn't. I'd
rather be alone than have to deal with the emotion. Because I don't deal with other people's emotions well too.
Yeah.
Like,
what's your sign?
I'm a Leo.
Okay.
What that mean?
That just makes sense.
Yeah, I don't deal with other people's emotions.
No,
well.
He like, emotional. He don't deal with people's emotions, but he emotional.
Yeah.
I'm emotional over the right shit. I'm emotional over shit you should be emotional about. But because I feel like a lot of people's problems are a lot easier to solve than they want to give credit to. Like, okay, you need to make more money. Well, there are jobs out here. You can the shit that you want to do, you can do. I feel like people make excuses for a lot of things that they want to do in life.
The fact that one of the main reasons why you don't want to talk to nobody is because women be out here using men for money. That is mind-boggling as fuck to me. Like, it's really like, I guess here in Atlanta, it's really women out here that only want to talk to you for what you can do for them. That shit is fucking crazy to me. And that, like, that makes dudes not want to date out here because... And on top of that, that also makes dudes, for instance, every time a guy approaches me, they approach me on some shit like, oh, I could do this for you. I could pay all your bills. Like, that's how he come at me all the time. Tito's, bitch, I could pay my own bills. I've been paying my own bills and I got a child. I don't fucking need you for that. I don't want a nigga for that. Take that back. I don't need a nigga for that.
Right.
But I would love for a man that I love and give a fuck about to do those or to help me do those things. But that should just make it so... That's what makes like the dating pool so awkward these days. It's always women who are trying to go after men with money. And then there's men going after women for pussy.
Well, for me... You
be in the clubs.
I don't need a man to do anything, but what I would like a man to do something, absolutely. I mean, I have a career. I do bottle service at King of Diamonds, and I have a business. So I don't need a man to do shit. However, if you're trying to come into my life and be there, I do expect you to...
What do you expect him to do?
Provide. What happened to, like... being the man of the household.
Because I'm not trying to be the man of your household. We're dating. I feel like once we get to the point where we're like exclusively committed, like that is a problem in Atlanta too. You can be just start talking to a chick, and I have a horror story about that. I told her about it. I was talking to this girl, and I normally don't talk to women with kids, but she had two, and it was cool because I was like, you know, if you really like
boy,
somebody,
fuck you.
If you really like somebody, you're gonna look past all that because you like them, right? These are just standards that you set for yourself. All right, so cool. We out and we about to make. I'm like, you know, all right, cool. I want to be with you for real. She's like, all right. I need somebody to take care of my mortgage. I'm like, what? That's your standard. That's what make you want to lock
down.
That's
gonna make you say, okay, yeah, let's be together.
And I'm like, damn, how many other niggas you told that shit to?
Until the right nigga be like, okay.
And so.
No, I mean, I agree. I don't think that's like, you can't do that right off the bat. Like, you have to.
Right off the bat, no.
Yeah, well. Yeah. No, just in general. I mean,
that I agree.
Let me be very clear. I mean, I come from where men do take care of the household 100%.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do I think that, you know, the second you start talking to someone 2 months later, you should be like, okay, here are the stipulations. Like, I need this, pay for this part. No, like, because what does he owe you? He don't owe you shit, personally. That's how I feel. I have a brother. I have a lot of men in my life that I would be like, you paying what? Like, for what? You just met this shit? Nah, like, hell nah. But then again, do I feel like, you know, people pay their dues abso-fucking-lutely. Like, I've been with you for how long? Like, you know, shit.
I need to see some
shit. Like,
there's a difference between dating and an actual relationship. And then
being together. Like, if I'm really your person, like, I'm your chick, I've been your chick, like, for years now, no, it's not the same, like, you know, a couple, 2 weeks that we were, like, where you had to test the waters and see who I am. You know who I am now, but at the same time, I don't need to, like, shit, fake the funk or anything. Like, help a nigga out. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, you know, you're not going to just...
What do you think about that? Because...
I mean, I agree. I feel like starting off, getting to know someone, that's a little much. But if we establish something and, you know, coming over my house all the time and it's starting to feel like a home and all that stuff, no, you gotta do something.
Well, we have to understand. See, we talking about two total different women, okay? Because I'm just keeping it a buck, Kodak. She ain't want to be with you. She was using you. Women like that who just come at you straight up like... Oh, well, you're going to have to do this, money. She ain't really trying to be with you. No. She going to use you for what you can do for the time, and then she going to move on to the next.
Yeah.
You just got to understand what woman is, like, what state she is in her life. Because I'm not going to sit here and be fake and act like I've never finessed a nigga out of money or used a nigga just because of what he was doing for me. Yes, I've done that shit. Duh. You know, like, in my younger days. But as I got older and I'm like, okay, yeah, I really want to settle down, then that shit just... Not even purposely. Like, there's no finessing in me anymore. I don't have that shit in me anymore. And it fucking sucks. I wish I had that shit back, but I don't. But it just depends on the stage. Like, yeah, when I was in college, I had all hella niggas trying to holler at me. You best believe I was talking to, like, four different niggas, and they was all giving me money, and I was stringing their ass along, making them think all four of them was going to eventually fuck. And as soon as all of them got to that point to where they like, okay, so shit, I gave you this card, I did this, whatever, I paid your... What's up? I'd be like, this ain't gonna work. I'm just busy with school. On to the next.
See, and that's the thing a lot of dudes are looking out for, like trying to avoid.
Yeah,
like,
that's
especially
real.
In Atlanta, because I feel like it's a constant battle of people trying to get over on the other party. Like, how much can I get without giving shit on both sides? Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah. That shit true.
That shit is very true. Let me go to my next toxic topic.
Toxic with new facts cap. It's look at your time.
Oh, okay, got you. I'm gonna do one more toxic. For a relationship to work, a man must love his woman more than she loves him.
100% agree.
Absolutely.
It won't work. It won't work the other way around. It won't. Mm-hmm. If a woman loves you more than you love her, it's not gonna work.
Wait, hold on. You said that he has to love you more than you love him.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to work any other way. It's not.
It has to be that way.
Has to.
Because.
But it's not going
to
work.
You have to. My thing is I feel like, I love my nigga more than he love me. He may feel like he love me more, but that's perfect. Because that way, I know that, okay, this man is going to put me before he put himself. Which, I need you to do that. I need you to put me before you put yourself.
Are you going
to
put
I'm going to put him before I put myself. Yeah. And then it's just going to go
ahead. So isn't that equal? No. Y'all love each other equally?
I mean, I get what you're saying, like what it like sounds like, because obviously, like, do I love my man beyond anything? Yeah. But a man, for a relationship to work, a man does have to love you more, just in the sense of, I don't know, like it's something about, how do you put it? You know, like when you like somebody like too much and they like, oh, like now I don't want to be with that person.
Yeah.
I feel like it kind of almost goes into that. Like if a man loves you unconditionally, and I'm talking about like really loves, he'll like your stinking draws, he's going to do everything in his power. One, sometimes, you know, like I'm not saying shit happens. Like men do some fucked up shit, but it doesn't mean they don't love you, number one. And number two, it really, like if a man loves you more, the relationship's going to work because he's going to make sure you, like there's no question with you being his woman.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Make sure you straight at all times.
At all times.
He's going to protect you.
Above and beyond.
Care for you. Provide for you.
Ain't nothing ever going to happen with you.
Ever. And if you love him more, I don't think all them boxes checked off. Like, it's something.
Damn.
Yeah. A nigga going to have to love. Yeah.
No, he got to love me more.
Nah, I'm different. And that doesn't mean, though. I like feeling appreciated. I like feeling
appreciated. That doesn't mean. That doesn't mean she doesn't appreciate you or she's not going to show.
Let me tell you, my man is on the highest pedestal of life itself. That doesn't mean it. It just means that when push comes to shove, at the very end of the day, this man can't, like, isn't going to be the one to walk out, in a sense, because, you know, like, I'm his do-all, be-all.
He's not going to leave.
He's not going to leave.
But
yeah.
You will.
No.
See? That doesn't mean that.
No, I ain't going nowhere.
You're not going nowhere.
All right, cool. I was just, you know, I was making sure it was all out there.
I want my man to want to live in my skin.
You don't want to live in his?
I want to live in his, too. I want to be all up in that
shit. So I think it's equal. Y'all got to like each other equally. He got to like you more.
So you saying like you that your man is going to always love you more? I just love so hard. I can't see somebody. Like, I don't know how he's going to feel. I just know how I feel. And I know how my love feels. So I just be like, it's no way in hell. Like, the way my chest is feeling, it's no way in hell your chest feel that same way. I love you more. And I'm going to just keep saying that.
Love me more.
Let's go. Let me go to what would the homies do, right? And I it's going to sound weird. It's gonna sound weird, but stick with me here. So I was watching some videos last week, and I was like, "Damn,
here we go."
She looked familiar. So what would? And it wasn't who I thought it was. Anyway, so damn, it's gonna sound weird. What would the homies do? What would you do if you're watching your select videos online, and you saw somebody that looked like a family member, or they were a family member?
Okay, so let me say this. I've had an experience like this before.
Talk about porn, man. Talk about porn videos. If you saw somebody that was in your family in a porn video, are you saying anything?
To who, the family?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you like, bro, is this you? Are you asking, like, is this you? Or yes. Are you letting it rock?
Yes. Are you doing I'm not porn letting shit rock.
I would verify that it's them first. I would verify and, you know, reach out to them. And then, you know, ask why.
Is everything good? Am everything I okay at
home? Is everything like, what's going on? What made you do that? Or, however, am I going to tell other family members? I'm not going to do that.
I've had an experience like that, actually. A real experience. Two. One of them.
Damn, your family freaky.
No. One of them was like, I can't even really talk about that.
And what was you doing watching?
Somebody bought it to me, actually.
Damn, they popped it.
Someone showed it to you.
Someone showed it to me, like, is this such and such?
Somebody from your family or a friend?
No, it was a friend. Like, okay. Is this such and such? Damn. But I ain't going to talk about that because it's going to get too touchy. But I've had that happen before, and I didn't say anything. I act like to this day that I never even knew that it was her.
Does she know that you know?
No, she doesn't know.
That's the question, because, like, damn, you walk around with this secret. Like, you.
No, I'm saying some.
But I have another experience that I was at a party. I went to this exclusive party. I was invited to this party out in LA.
Was it that party that just happened?
No, this was a minute ago.
Okay.
And it was an exclusive party in LA I was invited to, and I went. And there were girls there. They were stripping. They were strippers, though, but they were all the way fully naked, just walking.
Coochie out, just walking around.
And I see my fucking cousin there.
Coochie out.
You see your cousin coochie?
That was the first time.
Cousin coochie.
Yes, that was the first time. Like she was hiding. She was stripping, and she was hiding that she was stripping. She was already stripping for a while. We were at an exclusive party. Trust me, she did not need my money. But I seen her. I was like. And she called my name out and everything. She was excited. She wasn't embarrassed. She was like, bitch, what you doing here? I'm like, bitch, drunk. I ain't going to ask you what you doing here because I see what you doing here. But, bitch, what the fuck? She's like, yeah, I've been doing this for a minute now. Don't tell my mom. I'm like, I ain't going to tell your mom. But, damn, bitch. I'm talking about. And it was kind of, I ain't going to say degrading because, you know, strippers do what they do. But just her being my cousin. And I just know, like, I already knew she, like, was going to school and, you know, X, Y, and Z. She was always wild, but I ain't know that.
I didn't know you was this wild.
But she still strips to this day.
She did level up.
She got a BBL. Like, she living her best life. She making money. She be traveling, stripping and shit. So, you know. So, yeah, it was a little awkward at first. And I didn't tell. She said, don't tell. I said, your secret is safe with me, boo. It was no phones allowed in there anyway, so it was no way it could get out anywhere.
Fact. Shout out to cousin with the BBL.
Shut your stupid ass up.
Juju, what you doing? You saying something?
She said no. She said she's not telling nobody. She gonna have a conversation.
Yeah, it's a conversation I'm gonna have with that specific person, asking them, you know, why, what's going on, any do you need help from me? Like, are you low on some funds? I could, you know.
But you tell her.
I'm telling them. Like, coming up to them, like. Yeah. I'm FaceTiming them, whatever. I'm right off the rip telling them.
But not,
yeah, no, like in front of family and stuff. No. I just feel like that's out of pocket anyway.
That's messy.
I'm definitely gonna hold it down.
Cause that's up to you. If you don't want your people to know, that's on you. You know,
that's messy as hell. You can't be.
Yeah, you can't be no like messy hoe. But
yeah,
no, I'm confronting you for show, for shit show.
Yeah, well, that porn shit, that's just hit different. And it hit different because the girl, I can't say it.
The first girl?
Yeah, I ain't going to say it. Because they
watch you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we're not even talking about you if you think we're talking about you. Anyway, ladies, do y'all think it's, can your nigga go out and get brunch? Because I seen a whole bunch of women saying that it's sassy for their niggas to be out having brunch and shit.
Like with their other homeboys?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I think they can. I'm not no crazy ass person because I want to go out with my friends. I don't think like
because men can't do shit nowadays.
No, that's not true. I think
it's true. If you my nigga,
no, the nigga can't get brunch.
He can go get brunch, but he not taking an all dudes trip like out the country. No,
yeah, no, that's different. That's nothing but being like, hoes, getting other pussy. But exactly. No, for sure, I don't guys trips.
That's over with. It's no yeah. such thing. It's a no couple thing. Trip.
It's no such thing for guys to go on a trip with the other guys. Man,
y'all going to get some hoes?
Either y'all gay. Or like going to go get, you
especially
know.
If y'all going out the country, y'all fucking prostitutes left and right.
Yeah, like yeah.
Anywhere. I don't care if you're going out there. Clear,
nothing's wrong with like being gay, like at all.
I heard
obviously
cheaper.
My man not gonna be like, right, you know, right, I'm saying, right.
No, we're people definitely come and be like, no, we're team LGBT
1000%. I got so many people in my life, yeah. But yeah. Like, no, yeah, with men, I'm talking about, you know, on this very topic.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's no such thing as a guy strip. It's nothing but fucking hoes.
Yeah.
And number two, but do I think that my guy can, like, you know, let's just say go out, or like let's just say go handle business in another state for a night? I'm not no crazy ass person. Yes, like go get that check, go do it.
Yeah,
you know, for me, everything that's done in the dark is gonna come to light.
It is. But what if he wants to go out every other day? So he goes out Monday, oh, Wednesday, no, Friday, no, that's Sunday.
Hell no. Then you ain't my nigga.
Right. My first question is, what the hell has you outside?
Like, all the time.
Like, come on.
What if he has work? Like, what if he's working?
Work is different. No, he's just
no,
like,
work is different. Yeah.
Work
no.
is different, but
what if his work is outside? What if his work is to meet up with people and take them out and try to do business and show them a good time? And then.
Well, then I wouldn't be with you in the first place because that's too much. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday.
So you can never get a promoter, basically.
Yeah, y'all couldn't talk to entertainers or promoters?
No.
Like, if your nigga was, like, a hot rapper?
No.
Juju? I don't date promoters.
What about rappers?
Just take me out with you.
That, too.
But, see, I don't want to,
I don't want to go out every night.
I don't want to go everywhere.
But,
like,
you know, but you have to, but my thing is to get me comfortable with your job and you going out. Take me out a couple times to make me get comfortable. Yeah. Mm. You know, like invite me out so much to where I'm like, no, I'm not
like,
going.
I'm good.
Go,
like, you
go
handle
go.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like make me feel
thing,
like that.
Next thing you know, whew.
Even if you lie.
She's not coming tonight, guys. We're good.
I'm saying, even if you lying, like make me feel like that. Make
but then
me
also
feel,
know who you're dating, though. Yeah. I just feel like, you know, if you know who you're dating and they do certain things, then should you really complain if you know who you're dating?
That's true. But we have to understand that sometimes being in a relationship, you have to be able to confine or
compromise.
Compromise.
See,
like,
I'm with my dude 25/8, not 24/7, literally 25/8. So that little random time my boo be like, you know, I'm gonna go eat with the guys tonight. I'm like, yes, please, like absolutely. Like I know you've been cooped up with me. Like I don't ever want you to get tired of me. So go ahead, go have your once every blue moon.
Do you trust your dude around his whole friends?
You know what?
Like I'm going to say cuz you know your nigga got hoes.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
You know where your nigga
has friends
yeah.
who have hoes.
Yeah.
I'm going to just put it this way. Like I'm a very very strong believer on what happens in the dark comes to light. But at the same time, you also have to realize your man a grown ass man and it's not somebody else's like, you know, situation. I've had situations where you hear from girls will be like, "Oh, I don't like that friend because, you know, my dude cheated on me while he was with him." And it's like, well, the friend ain't your nigga. Like, so you took your nigga back, but now you hate his friends. Yeah. For me, it's just like, you know, you a grown ass man. You made the decision to lay down on your own.
Yeah.
So it's like, if I'm going to take you back, you know, your friend really got nothing to do with it. Now, it just comes, push comes to shove. It's like, that's that one friend that you know, now he's uncomfortable, which is really, you kind of did the damn thing anyway. Yeah,
you just know,
like,
they on bullshit.
Yeah, he's on bullshit. And I mean, at the end of the day, if your guy respects you after something like that happens, he not going to be like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with them anymore anyway.
Well, I think
so you think your nigga should cut his whole friends off because you don't like him hanging around him?
I think if...
Proceed with caution.
Because what if that's my dog? My dog a hoe. He's single, but he a hoe. Or he in a relationship, but he a hoe.
I think it's up to you. Like, that's when you have to make the decision.
I
got to
choose between you and my dog?
I didn't say that. What I'm saying is, you have to choose in what direction you want to go in your life. Like, you can't be hanging out with this, like, hoe every day. Like, if he on some bullshit. Now, if you the hoe friend, and my nigga's like, I'm going to go hang out with you. We really going to just go grab some food. That's yeah. it? Cool. I mean, y'all been day ones. But if he like, oh, come out, go to the strip club with me, go on X, Y, and Z. Fuck no. You're not going.
But we got to understand that men are going. I'm sorry. One second. We have to understand that men have hoe friends just like women have hoe friends. Like, and when I say hoe friends, as for a female, I mean women who have a lot of niggas who you know, when you go out with her, you know that she gonna set up the vibes. It's gonna be multiple niggas, probably niggas with money.
Will literally blow up my shit if I was with one of them. So it's like you have to
give you that same respect.
The same energy, exactly. Thanks. Yeah, because you don't want me hanging out with Dulu who be with every single nigga. Like, so why would I want you to do the same thing?
For sure. What you about to say?
I think it's a self control thing. Like, yeah, your dude is your friend is a hoe, but whatever you do is because of you, not because of your friend. If there's mad bitches around and you're trying to go home with you, at the end of the day, that's a decision that you make.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm not going to be like, oh, you can't hang out with him.
It's that temptation, though.
Well, then again, that has to do with self-control. If you can't control yourself around bitches. And
but that's
just
like,
that's not on your friends though. That's
no,
not on your
I feel like sometimes friends need to take accountability for that shit because you know good and damn well I'm a fucking crackhead, and here you are always, and I'm trying to get my life right, and here you are bringing crack around me every single day. Why the fuck is you doing that, bitch? I'm a crackhead. I'm trying to get my life right. But
I'm
here
struggling.
You are with crack.
I'm fighting for my fucking life.
I'm fighting for my life, bitch. But here you are with some fucking crack.
Well, then as a person, that's another. As a person, then you remove yourself. But I don't feel like as your girlfriend, I have to be the one to tell you not to do something.
I'm telling you.
It's either you know better.
Up, I'll beat your ass.
It's either you know better or.
Okay.
Well, you might be.
That's why, like, sometimes we have to, like, understand, like, certain people in, like, the industry. For instance, I'll just say this guy, whatever, he's in the certain industry that requires him to be around guys with a lot of money and known. And that being said, if you're going out to the club, obviously you're going to have a lot of pussy thrown your way. And a lot of times when you're in the club, a lot of women, they can't distinguish who is who. You know, like you probably in there... Like, you probably in there trying to, you see one dude, but he with this dude. So, you in there like, shit, you don't know who got the money, but he with you, so they all can have money. So, bitches is going to be throwing pussy left and right. It does not matter, you know, what the fuck, like, your nigga doing. It's still going to be temptation, regardless. And I don't like that shit at all. I don't fuck with it.
Because a lot of times, shit, I remember you showed me a video. I was like, you said somebody was in the video. I was like, I don't even know what that nigga look like. But it'd be worse for women. Cause a lot of women don't be knowing who the baller niggas is. They don't know. They don't watch the NBA, but they know Trae Young and this motherfucker somewhere.
Yeah, and if they see Trae Young in a section and they say the nigga right next to him, they gonna think that he got some money.
All the niggas, all the niggas got chains on.
Cousins, interns, cousin.
Yeah, exactly.
Now he got nothing doing nothing. He just there. He coming in from out of
town.
That
nigga really the runner.
He ain't even nothing. He came in from out of town, and he know Trae Young's cousin. And so Trae Young's cousin was going out with him. So he like, yeah, I'm going out with my cousin. Like, just pull up. He ain't got shit going on.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you got popped by a nigga who ain't got shit going on. Now you looking stupid.
Now the nigga going back to Topeka, Kansas with some Atlanta coochie on him.
Exactly.
For sure, for sure, for sure. So hop in the Big Homie's Kitchen.
Yeah, let's hop in the Big Homie's Kitchen.
Let's hop in the Big Homie's Kitchen.
And see what's cooking in this motherfucker. So we got Jilly with us.
What's up? What's up?
Period. So we want you to let everybody know what you got going on music-wise, because...
Music-wise, I'm actually dropping an EP on Thursday.
Yeah.
My EP, it's called Copy and Paste. My debut EP, my first one. I've dropped single after single after single, and I've never dropped a body of work yet. So...
How long have you been in the booth?
Ooh. I'm 26 now. I've been doing music for real since I was 18. I moved to LA, but before that I used to do cover videos in high school, middle school, so really like 13.
So I've only
done music my entire life. Yeah,
so I'm gonna say, like, a lot of people know you, just being real, a lot of people know you as a model.
Mm-hmm.
An Instagram model.
No, yeah. I've never been an Instagram model, but Instagram's never paid me.
Instagram, so never paid you.
Companies have paid me.
She's a model on Instagram. She's not
companies
Instagram
have
model.
Paid me.
That's companies the, have paid you
companies
for
pay
their,
me.
For to
Instagram,
to rock their
I've never got a check from Instagram.com. I've gotten checked from companies to post on my Instagram.
Dang.
That's the very big misconstruedness. That's why I like.
That's the difference.
And, but no,
an
you
Instagram
know what?
Model.
No one's ever called me. That's actually funny because you're the first person to ever say that. No one's ever called me an Instagram model. No. I've done music my entire life. I moved to LA and I was one of the first influencers, obviously, that popped off. Mm-hmm. So I was one of the first, you know, big people on Instagram. And then that translated into acting and stuff. But no one's ever just been like, oh, you're an Instagram model. Never.
Yeah. So a lot
I'm not.
Yeah. So that's the thing. That's why I asked that question.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people do get that misconstrued because we don't know. We don't know the difference. But you are popping on social media. And so a lot of us didn't know that you were doing music.
It's so funny, too, because that's, like, the only thing I've ever done. Like I said, I moved to L.A. just to do music. And then Instagram really took off for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then acting took off. So people were, like, whenever I came back out and started, you know, really pushing my music heavy, they were like, oh, you do music? And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I can't believe people are asking
right.
me music.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, I
that's
did
something
music
that
before.
Has to be, yeah.
Yeah.
That has to be cleared up. Because you said you've been doing it since
so
you were...
So you've been doing music before you
before,
were
modeling. Before Instagram, everything.
Yeah.
I was doing, like, cover videos on YouTube before YouTube was YouTube. Like, you know, and people know YouTube now for, like, vlogs and all mm-hmm. that stuff. No, I was on... I literally could go and pull up my old cover videos from, like, 2005. I was really like,
yeah, I was about to say that was a while ago.
Yeah, no, a minute. Like, I've been doing music forever.
So that's your passion.
Yeah,
doing
yeah.
music. Well, that's good though. That's good to know. Yeah. That's good to for everybody who's watching, because I know that is a question that I've hear.
But I do got a question since we're on that topic. So do you think, like, because a lot of, like, right now we see a lot of women, like, trying to transition from being That are
my
Instagram
models.
Uh-huh. I'm not saying you are.
No,
but I'm saying
sure.
like there are people that got into modeling because they were posting pictures on Instagram. But now some of those women are trying to transition into music.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that kind of dilutes the music industry feel?
Yeah, but I feel like at the end of the day, real talent will never die. And I feel like, you know, real will always recognize real. That's why I'm really excited to put out, like, my first project, because, you know, I mean, it does kind of like suck. I feel like,
damn, you doing music too?
Yeah,
fine.
Like, you know, I know, and I 100% yeah. trust me, like, I'm gonna be careful what I say, but, like, no, yeah, absolutely, because it's just like, damn, like, a lot of motherfuckers do music now, but it's like, no, really go check the history books. Like, I've been doing this, like, mm-hmm. been doing it. So I mean, it's not fair for me to have to sit out because I've been doing it just
right.
to let people who really started touching a mic 6 days ago.
But that's how it usually goes. It usually goes like a lot of people only see you when you start actually producing shit and popping out. Like,
they see the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, they never see the grind and what took you there. They just assume, like, oh, she was popping on Instagram and now she's doing that.
15 years
to be
overnight success, basically.
Yeah. People think that.
That shit's real.
And that's why I'm glad that you elaborated on that, because a lot of people do feel like that. They feel like, oh, they think because they pop in on X, Y, and Z, now they can start doing this. No, boo, let me
tell you that I've really been, yeah. And that's actually, no, that's valid, because I know a lot of people really are like, oh, my God, like, you're starting to put out music. And I'm like,
oh, I've been doing this shit.
Right, like, I'm like, it's, but you know what?
Bitch, you don't follow me for real.
No, I guess it is so interesting, though, for you to actually say that, because that is one of the biggest things that I've gotten this go-round. Because really, like, to kind of backtrack, I took a 2-year break. It was just, you know, I wasn't happy.
Was it during the pandemic?
Yeah. So before the pandemic, I was on my music heavy still. I put out hella hot singles that were, like, on the radio and going crazy. And then pandemic came. But, like, right before that, too, I was just going through a lot of personal stuff. Took like my 2-year break. And now that I'm back, it's so funny because it's just like, again, people are like, oh, you're starting to do music. And I'm just like, well, no, I'm not starting. Do I regret taking my break? I don't want to say regret.
No, because
I
needed it. Mental health is very important.
I definitely needed it. But it only motivated me because now I don't need a break. So now I'm good for the next 15, 20, you know? I'm good now. But I also think it was just all God's timing. Like, shit is really shifting right now. My single, New Safe, has been going stupid crazy on the radio, especially here in Atlanta. Atlanta's been showing it stupid love. And now I'm just excited to put out this project. I'm completely independent. So that's another thing. All this stuff has been happening, and I'm independent. I mean, I think that speaks for itself, you know?
Yeah.
Facts.
That's dope. Yeah.
Super dope.
I'm glad you let that be known, because people need to mind their damn business. Shit. And put some respect on motherfucking name and stop playing.
Juju, what you got going on? You want to start a rap career?
No. Love music, but not my thing.
That's realistic. Very realistic. I appreciate Juju for keeping it realistic.
I mean, I'm really trying to grow my brand. I have an online boutique, Her Style Closet, and I'm really trying to, you know, grow myself as a businesswoman outside of, you know, my career, because I do have a career in fashion. I'm a store manager. So I'm just here to network, make people, and really mold myself into the person that I'm trying to be as an entrepreneur. So that's pretty much it.
What's your social media handle? New York
people be putting that shit on.
X.
My business page is Her Style Closet with a K. If you're in Atlanta, everything on hand, delivery, you can pick up. So yeah, check me out.
And Jillie, my Instagram is Jillianis, JilliAnais. And then I also have my website, IamJilly.com, that has literally everything on it. It's a one-stop shop.
And where can they find your project?
Everything, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal. What else we got? Amazon, all of that. And it'll be out this Thursday, the 31st, March 31st.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. I don't think anyone's going to expect. No one knows what to expect yet. No, the funny thing is, no. Now, I won't speak for after it comes out, but my initial putting it out, that was another thing. I just don't want to get misconstrued with I need a feature.
Yeah.
I really need motherfuckers to know. Because sometimes that
feature will be bigger than
you. Yeah, exactly.
You'd be fighting with the feature.
No, exactly. For real. And I'm really at a pivotal moment where I'm like, no, y'all going to respect me like as an artist. Y'all going to know I really do this, and I don't need features at all. It's so funny because I have several songs already out. You can find everything. But none of them have features.
Yeah.
And they're all doing crazy numbers on their own. And I'm like, you know, granted, one day in the future, I am for sure going to do features 100%.
But you want people to respect what you got. Because what you don't want to happen is you get that big ass feature.
Song.
And then it's like, oh, yeah, it's a little Dirt feature.
And it was hot because such and such was on it. It's like, nah, you gonna respect this shit beforehand.
And we've seen a lot of times, sometimes recently, the song will be bigger than the artist.
Yeah.
And, you know, I definitely congratulate you for taking it the organic route.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, and the confidence that you had to do that, because I be trying to get in the booth, bro.
Do you sing a rap?
I be trying to rap.
I wrote a rap. She didn't use it
because I didn't like your rap.
My shit was hard.
I actually wrote one like random, like freestyling. I was freestyling, and shit just came, and I like wrote that shit
down.
That's
what she said.
And I bet she did. And I just wrote that shit down, and that shit is actually dope as fuck. Like I got the paper and the pen and everything. It's just sitting down, and I told myself I was gonna drop it. Like just randomly on Friday, and just be like, "Oh, it's a freestyle Friday." Like my friends always tell me, like, they always be like, "Why don't you just?" Because I could sing a little bit, but I could rap, and like, why won't you just go and do it? Like you could do that. You're in Atlanta,
No.
I'm scared.
Be like, "Oh, see,"
but I would. I can just hold a little.
She gonna get that big pun flow.
No,
you can catch me in a lot of people be
hearing it. No, a lot of people be hearing it because I be like, when I be talking, I like sing in the middle of me talking. Like, you heard me doing that?
Yeah, not a crazy ass girl.
You're probably sure you have. I do it all the time in the studio. I do so much crazy shit. You probably don't. But yeah. I don't have the
walking.
That's so funny. I don't have like that. I don't have the drive to do it. Like I don't want to, no, it takes a lot. I don't want to be, yeah, I don't have the time. I don't want to be an artist.
Yeah. No, it takes a lot. And when you say like take the time, it's this is all I do. So I literally like I don't have time to do anything else.
It'd be a lot of time doing this. Yeah. Doing this shit. Like I just thought last, like, bro, we really don't got no off days.
Yeah. No, there's no off days for us. Like this is a lot. And I have a daughter.
I think the funny thing is too, I'm glad you said that because you know,
A lot of people think being creative is easy.
And then, you know, like,
it's the hardest
kudos to like everyone who has a 9-to-5 because like that shit is like real. Like I couldn't do that. But at the same time, I don't have a 9-to-5. I have a 24-24. Like I literally work all day, every day.
I had a 9-to-5 last year and this is absolutely more work.
Yes. Like people don't realize that they're like, oh no, it's like you have to realize you work from, you clock in at 9, you end at 5. I clock in at 1 a.m. and end at 1 a.m. Like there's really no in or out.
And if something happens at 2 a.m.,
then it's...
You got to get up and go to that, too.
You feel what I'm saying?
Like, there are no off days. You have off hours.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You may look around and get some off hours. And like, even yesterday.
I literally had to tell myself, I have an alarm set on my phone. Like, it says, bitch, eat.
No, I feel that. Yeah, no, I mean...
I don't got that alarm.
Yeah. You don't need it.
I don't got that alarm.
Your alarm is right here. That motherfucker say, what guests don't eat?
No, it be me smelling shit. Yeah, like... I be riding around Atlanta smelling shit. That smell good.
No, I got that off of JoJo. That's real because no joke. Like I'll be running around interview after interview, go to the studio. I'm in the studio for like 4 hours after, mind you, this is like, now it's probably like 7 p.m. and I'm feeling so like lightheaded. And I'm like, my ass didn't eat all day.
Yeah. See,
like,
I get just sleepy running when I don't eat. I'll be sleepy.
No, you do. And that should be pissing me off.
Really?
Yeah, because we be trying to work. He be like, I ain't eat today. Oh, it's time to do something. I even caught him like falling asleep. That shit real though. So yeah.
Shout outs to those that do both. Cause I do both. So me clocking out at 5, having to go home, getting home at 6, mm-hmm. and having the nights that I have to be at the club from 9 to 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then coming back home and doing orders to ship out in the morning. Yeah.
Oh, I feel it. 100%. Yeah, I've been there
it's
too.
It's not easy. I've been there too.
I encourage everybody to quit their 9-to-5. If you're a creative.
Well, no, not everybody, because then we won't have.
If you're a creative.
If you're creative.
We won't have nobody to make our stuff. Who's going to give me my massage if they quit?
Because my dog, because I told you I was teaching last year, so I told my dog, hey, man, focus on your shit. And he just started having success after quitting his job with his clothing line. Should I wreck his
think,
brand?
But to an extent, like it's I think hard. You definitely have to have a plan. Like we can't just tell everybody
plan
go
has
out and
to
quit.
Be locked solid
and people be like, oh, what happened? Well,
then
you didn't have a plan.
Then again, I mean, I had a semi plan, not really a plan.
Yeah, we quit at the same time. We didn't even tell each other.
It was faith for me. Yeah. You know, I was doing bottle service out here in Atlanta before I decided to quit and go full fledged with building content. Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, let me quit and get straight into radio. No, I quit and I was out of work for about 5 months and I was literally paying all my bills.
Yeah.
I was paying all my bills from the money that I saved from bottle service for 5 months. And so I was literally like, that shit was hard on me mentally and physically, like knowing that I'm just spending money
and nothing's coming in.
And I just did that, you know, based off
faith.
It worked, you know. Look at us now. Great podcast to broadcast. We are on the radio every Monday through Thursday.
Undisputed.
The biggest and baddest night show in Atlanta.
Reigning, defending champion of Atlanta radio.
That's amazing.
Big up to y'all, though.
That is definitely amazing.
No, I appreciate that. For sure. But, oh my God.
We're not popping that.
No, we're not. But we appreciate you guys. Yeah, we appreciate y'all kicking it with the homies.
Yes,
thank you for having me.
It's always a vibe. You're more than welcome to come back. We can get you whenever
I'm gonna come back.
Yeah.
Yes, especially after it drops.
Yeah,
I want y'all to hear.
Oh, we need
it.
No. We need it in the performance room.
Yeah, you can go in there. Yeah, and we'll be in a new studio. You can.
We're on the radio. Yeah. So yeah, not for sure. Well, they about to get a sneak peek.
Okay, hello.
Hey, tune in, tap into the links below. Follow us on all socials. The homies is in the building. Big homie JoJo, big homie Juju, big homie Jillian, and we out.
Period.